BEAT is the UK's eating disorder charity. Founded in 1989, is the Eating Disordered Association. Their mission is to end the pain and suffering caused by eating disorders. They are serious mental illnesses that ruin and sadly too often take lives. Joe Whitfield is a spokesperson for BEAT and joins us now. Morning, Joe. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Yeah, hello. We talk about this at a time where it's been brought back into the public eye, if you like, because of the tragedy of the former Big Brother contestant Nikki Graham, who sadly died at the age of 38. That's kind of brought it right back to the fore, hasn't it, in people's minds?
Yes, it absolutely has. And also, this past year with the pandemic, that has also had a significant impact on people who are experiencing an eating disorder. And we've also seen an increase in numbers of people developing an eating disorder for the first time.
Absolutely. The kind of numbers we're talking about, depends where you look, but it's around 1.5 million people in the UK suffering from an eating disorder. But the figure is probably a lot higher than that, because some won't talk about it or seek help.
Absolutely, yeah. Eating disorders are really quite secretive illnesses, and often people can be very unwell with an eating disorder but won't realise that they are unwell, and therefore, stepping forward and seeking support can be quite difficult for people.
There's a lot of myths surrounding eating disorders, and I notice on your website, which is fantastic, you have media myths. You actually have a whole kind of section dedicated to the media, because it is them that puts out this stuff at the end of the day, and a lot of it is just nonsense. And so you kind of dispel some of these myths. So if you don't mind, I'd quite like to go through some of them with you, because it will kind of put it in the minds of our listener as to, to exactly what these eating disorders are. Some of the media would say that an eating disorder is people who try some kind of weird fad diet and it just goes too far. Not true, right?
Absolutely not true. As you said at the start of this piece, eating disorders are serious mental illnesses, and they can affect people from all backgrounds, genders and ages. There's absolutely no single one cause for somebody developing an eating disorder. In some cases, some people's genes make them vulnerable to one, and the illnesses can be triggered by various factors in somebody's life. As you say, there are lots of common misconceptions around eating disorders, but the fact remains that they are serious mental illnesses.
Absolutely. And tell us what a typical eating disorder is. Probably most people, if you ask them, would say anorexia. I know about anorexia, but that's not all of it by any stretch, is it?
No, that's right. There are several different types of eating disorders. As you mentioned, anorexia and nervosa. It does, unfortunately, have the highest mortality rate of any mental illness. But the mortality rates of other eating disorders are also high. Mm. Other eating disorders include binge eating disorder, bulimia, and ARFID. So, yeah, anorexia is one of many different types of eating disorders.
And how much do we know then about eating disorders and what causes them? I mean, we would think that they're a kind of modern thing, but they're not a modern thing at all. They go way, way, way back. So one would think that we would know a lot about eating disorders. Do we?
There's still a lot that we don't know about eating disorders, and indeed at the moment there is research underway to understand how in some cases people's genetics, their genes, can make them more vulnerable to developing one. As I said, the illness can be triggered by many different things happening in people's lives, and we were talking about the misconceptions around eating disorders earlier, those myths. One common misconception is that you have to be underweight to have an eating disorder, and this simply isn't the case.
Yeah.
Somebody could be presenting at a healthy weight, but still be very unwell with an eating disorder. They are mental illnesses, so they won't only manifest with physical symptoms all the time.
We hear a lot about influencers these days, in inverted commas. It's sometimes said, and again, you can correct this myth, that people with eating disorders are just trying to look like their celebrity idols, who may, after a huge copious amount of airbrushing, you know, look thin. Is that what they're trying to do? Or is it actually quite the opposite and they want to disappear and not be noticed?
Yeah, eating disorders, they are serious mental illnesses, and obviously we do hear in the press sometimes that they can, you know, could be caused by different influences on social media, but everybody... The reasons to lead to somebody developing an eating disorder can be very different, you know, and it's very much different depending on who you are as a person. So to say that social media is perhaps the, you know, the cause of eating disorders is misleading. You know, there can be several different factors that play into somebody developing an eating disorder.
Absolutely. Now, the tragic case of Nikki Graham was brought into the public eye, and in a way, she was, for a while, reasonably privileged that she was able to check into a private hospital after a group of friends crowdfunded money to pay for her care. But, of course, even that wasn't enough, and she sadly died at the age of 38. Let's look now, as you alluded at the beginning, for people who don't have even that opportunity and who are going to the NHS. And as we know, in the last year and a half, things have changed a little bit, and people have been suffering not just from eating disorders, but from many mental health issues, and have not been getting the help they need without delay. And it's that without delay thing that is really important for eating disorders, isn't it?
Absolutely. The sooner that somebody can enter into specialist treatment, the kind of stronger the chances are of a sustained recovery from the eating disorder. And recovery is absolutely possible, but it really is key that somebody gets help at the earliest possible opportunity. So we would always encourage somebody who was either worried about themselves or concerned about a loved one to get in touch with their doctor at the earliest opportunity.
Yeah. During this pandemic, 83% of participants in a study under the impact of the pandemic on eating disorders, 83% reported a worsening of symptoms. And you yourself have noticed an increase in demand of 302% for your services since the first lockdown in March 2020. A lot of people out there needing the help, and you know, as we know, they're struggling to get that help. But that's been the tragedy of this pandemic, that we don't see every day, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have been hearing anecdotally from specialist services across the UK that they are seeing massive increases in demand for their services. And as you said, ourselves at Beat, we have witnessed a 302% increase in demand for our services. So it is a serious issue, and one that we would, as I said before, it is really, really vitally important that people do step forward and ask for that support at the earliest possible opportunity. opportunity.
And where can they get that support? I mean, we have seen what psychiatrists have called a tsunami of eating disorder patients in England, and we were told back in January that by the head of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, the NHS mental health beds were so full that patients were going without treatment or having to be sent outside of their local area for help. If you turn up, in distress and you're told you can't have any treatment, my goodness me, how do you deal with that?
It's a very difficult situation, and we would always encourage people to continue pursuing trying to get that support. At Beat, we do have lots of information on our website for people who might be seeking support for the first time. We have leaflets that can help with going to the doctor for the first time, and it can actually help the patient prepare for that that critical first appointment with the GP. Yeah. We also have lots of information on our website for people who might be supporting somebody with their eating disorder recovery.
Yes.
And we also have information on there that can help people who are facing an eating disorder themselves in this pandemic situation. So information that's been created specifically in pandemic that can help.
Let's talk about people who know or live with somebody with an eating disorder. It's always very difficult, isn't it, whether we broach the subject or we put off, you know, talking to them about our concerns about them. What is the advice from you?
Yeah, sure. There's so much that that family members can do to support their loved one with their recovery. We would always recommend them to if their loved one was already in specialist treatment and but were struggling with the current situation, we would encourage them to ring their treatment team and talk about the current provision that they are thing. We would also encourage them to think about what they would like to say to their loved one and make sure that they feel informed.
Yeah.
Before broaching that subject. So, as I said, our website does have lots of helpful resources that can help you with those difficult conversations. We would always suggest, for example, choosing a time and place where, you know, you both feel safe and wouldn't be disturbed. And we would always say to avoid perhaps talking before or immediately after meal times, as this could be a particularly stressful time.
Yes.
For the person who is experiencing the eating disorder. But as I said, we have lots of advice on our website for helping with those, you know, really what can be really quite difficult conversations.
What about, the pandemic aside, going to GPs often can be a very difficult thing for people who are suffering from some kind of mental illness, and people who are depressed are sometimes worried that they would go to their GP and they would just prescribe a load of pills for them. What's the typical kind of GP reaction to somebody who goes to them with an eating disorder? What's their kind of go-to treatment, if you like?
We have a fantastic resource that people can actually look at on our website that helps with the when you go to the GP for the first time.
And right.
Effectively, it contains information that can actually be handed to the GP that tells them the steps that they should take terms of making an immediate referral for that person to specialist services. There are some fantastic GPs out there, and they do an absolutely wonderful job in really, really difficult circumstances. But there is an issue of GPs and other medical professionals receiving appropriate training in eating disorders, and that's a kind of campaign that we're working on at the moment in Beat, is to ensure that eating disorders get the time it deserves on when people are training to become a doctor. Research that we undertook found that on average, people who are training to become a doctor receive less than 2 hours training in the whole of their studying on eating disorders, wow. which quite simply isn't enough. So GPs, you know, like I said, although they do a fantastic job, it's difficult if they haven't received that specialist training. So what we try to do is empower those people who are going to the GP for the first time with that information that they can hand to the GP that can help them, the GP then make the appropriate referral into specialist services straight away for that patient.
Got it. Yeah. Good advice. Well, let's talk about the website then. BEAT is the eating disorder charity that Jo is the spokesperson for. Where do people find you, Jo?
Yeah, sure. Our website is beateatingdisorders.org.uk, and on the website, as I've mentioned, there is absolutely tons and tons of fantastic resources to help anybody who is either experiencing an eating disorder themselves, or for people who might be supporting the loved one with recovery from an eating disorder.
Yeah.
That's beateatingdisorders.org.uk.
Fantastic. And it's very easy to find if you don't remember that website title. If you just Google Beat Eating Disorder
Absolutely.
Charity, you'll find it there, top of the list.
Yeah.
Been good to talk to you today, Jo. It couldn't be a more appropriate time to do it. Let's hope that things improve. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All the best,
Thank
Jo.
You.
Bye-bye.